Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. You know I'm a big fan of enjoying life while still being smart financially. That's why I love ButcherBox. I can get a variety of high-quality meat, seafood, chicken, and pork at an amazing value, all with exclusive member deals delivered to my door with free shipping always. One thing I just never wanted to cut out of my spending plan is eating good food. And with ButcherBox, I don't have to, and neither do you. Where else can you get free protein for a whole year? Yes, you heard that right. One of my favorite go-to dinners is a salmon bowl. I'm not even a huge salmon lover, but ButcherBox's wild-caught salmon is oh so good. I make a nice little marinade, saute some veggies, cook the salmon, and throw in some Weiss. And it is an amazing dinner. If you want to take less trips to the grocery store and always have prepared meat in the freezer for a lot less money, you need ButcherBox in your life. Sign up at butcherbox.com/ETM and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/ETM. You filed your taxes, so what do you do now? Find out the money steps you should take in this episode.
You're listening to Millennial Money with award-winning money expert and serial entrepreneur, Shauna Compton-Game, where we flip the script on the old-school approach to everything your parents never taught you about money. Each week, Shauna creates a safe space by talking with special guests from around the world about money wellness, entrepreneurship, traveling like a boss, and what makes millennials tick. Unique stories, trailblazing perspectives, tips, tricks, and everything there is to know about money. Find it all here as you uncover your money story and unlock the life you want to live. Pretty cool, right? Here's Shauna, money expert, Indiana Hoosier, and burger aficionado.
Whatever you're saving up for, a CD from Sandy Spring Bank lets you grow your savings at a guaranteed rate. Right now, earn interest at 4.5% APY on an 8-month CD special or 4.25% APY on a 14-month CD special. Learn more at sandyspringbank.com/CD specials. Minimum opening deposit to earn the annual percentage yield is $500 for the 8-month CD special and $2,500 for the 14-month CD special. Member FDIC.
Now that you've got money on the mind, talking about taxes, what about taking the rest of March or even April just to get some of your money to do items in motion? That's stuff that you haven't been motivated to do, but you know you should do. And what about that refund? I know I have felt guilty in the past, if I'm going to be really honest with you. When I did get a refund, and of course that's been many, many years ago since I'm an entrepreneur, but when I did, I most certainly did not do something great with that cash. I'm going to be honest with you, I probably took that cash and spent it on something that I don't even know what I spent it on now, but I'm sure it's something that I either sold or threw in the trash or that has absolutely no value in my life now. So that money, that refund that I would get, it would just burn a hole in my pocket like so super fast. And now life to me is all about balance. A little here, a little there, and you could feel really good about the money decisions you make by putting yourself in a position for success. So this episode was inspired by an Ask Shauna question that came from Greg, who wrote, "Howdy, Shauna." By the way, I just love that you wrote howdy. That's just awesome. So howdy, Shauna. So I thought this might make for a good episode. I filed my taxes, but I have no idea what to do now. I know I should probably have some sort of plan in place for the refund I will get. And also, since I'm thinking about money, it makes sense I should also think about some of my money goals, etc. Basically, I'm feeling the need to take inventory and be smart for once. And I'd love to know what you think. Thanks, and I can't wait to hear your ideas. Greg, that's a great Ask Shauna question. And I think that so many people share that same thought of, I filed my taxes. Okay, I've got that done. That's like a big check off for the rest of the year. But what in the world should I be focused on now? And also, when you do get a refund, if you're one of the lucky ones, how do you put it to good use? And I started out this conversation talking about balance. And I think that's really what it's about. If you create a plan in place, whether it's for your refund or for your bonus, or whether you get inheritance, or maybe you just get a raise at work or something like that, or you start a side hustle that starts to take off, whatever it is for you, to me, it's all about balance. What I mean by that is a little bit of the money goes towards your goals, because of course, those are the things that you're really excited about. Those are the things that get you super happy when we talk about money. A little for you, maybe there's something that you've been just dying to purchase, and who cares whether it's a smart purchase, quote unquote, or not a smart purchase? I mean, seriously, like, how are we defining smart and not smart purchases? Okay, I could give you a few examples, but by and large, I mean, that's just so incredibly subjective. So I don't even want your brain to go there to live in that space because it doesn't even make sense. But then also a little bit for your savings. And I think if you think about anything that happens in your life when it revolves around money and you can come to it with that approach of balance, I have found, personally speaking, that life somehow just gets a little bit more enjoyable. It gets a little bit more interesting to me. I'm able to think. I'm a super creative person. So when I approach, especially my money, with this balance mentality, I start to be really creative in all the areas of my life. And I don't know, for me, it's a secret that's not that secret, but it's really helped me. And it's what I've tried to help share with others along the way, because I think most of us are stuck in this place of not knowing what decisions to make or not knowing how to approach anything. So we just don't do anything. And then that just keeps all of the negative emotions that we have around money just sort of like swimming in this like cesspool. And I'm really about like, let's get rid of the cesspool because it doesn't serve any of us. It didn't serve me in my life. And I have a feeling that it's probably not going to serve you either. So another thing when we're talking about refund, because that's kind of the whole thrust of this episode, the first place I really look is paying off high interest debt, because that is just lingering, whether it's credit cards or some other loan you might have. And I generally say like high interest is anything above 7%, but especially anything above 10%, because that's really where the negative effects of having that debt start to compound in a way that makes you frustrated. Like when you have a credit card and the interest rate is, you know, 20%+, and it's just, you're making these payments every month and nothing seems to be happening. It's because that interest number is so big, it's fighting against you. So every dollar that you're putting on that debt to pay that off, it's like in this, you know, knockdown, drag out war with you. And unfortunately, it usually wins. So just getting rid of that debt, especially when you come into these bigger chunks of money, is going to help you immensely, not only just mentally, but when you look at your numbers, you're going to start seeing that things start shifting. You start having more money that you can put towards savings, or you start having more money for your goals, or just to have more freaking fun in your life, right? And then I would say the next place I look is, can I build up my oh crap fund? And my oh crap fund is just another name that I like to call my emergency fund, because it really for me is like an oh crap fund when something doesn't work out right, or when I look in my bank account and I'm like, wait a minute, I thought I was supposed to have more money in here and somehow it has vaporized, which is usually my clue to get inside my bank account and figure out what in the world is going on. What have I been frivolously spending my money on? And how can I remedy or alter this, even in just the slightest way? But sometimes it's not possible. Like, life happens, things happen. I would say since October of 2018, I have spent thousands of dollars now. I shudder to even tell you the exact dollar amount of trying to figure out how to fix my ear. So for those of you that haven't been listening, in October, I became suddenly, overnight, woke up one morning and I was 100% deaf in my left ear. Like, I can't hear anything, but I have this kind of chronic buzzing, whirling, tinnitus, crazy. I can't even explain it to you sound. So I'm constantly fighting my own brain of not paying attention to that and of staying present. So it's a nice reminder for me of listening better and of being more intentional and all of those really important lessons. Because look, if you're going to give me something that was meant to harm me or meant for me to stop doing what I love, I'm going to just turn it into a positive thing. That's something that I've done in my life over and over and over again. It's probably my like means of survival, I guess, if I'm going to be honest with you, but who cares? It works for me and it makes me feel better, so I'm going with it. But I have spent more money on doctors, nutritionists, supplements, acupuncturists, naturopaths, changing all the products I own into healthy products, changing my diet, working out more. I mean, you name it, I am trying everything because I have this really crazy belief. You can call it crazy, but I'm going to lean into it. That I can actually heal myself, that despite what the doctors tell me, that I will probably be deaf in that ear for the rest of my life at this point, that I can somehow repair my body. And even if I repair my body, quote unquote, and I don't get my hearing back, I can be in the most like kick-ass physical shape. I can be in the most kick-ass like mindset space that I don't even care that I can't hear out of my ear, because I am just, I have cultivated myself into a machine that is just running so efficiently. So to me, that's the ultimate goal. Of course, I want to hear again because it's super frustrating, if I'm going to be honest with you. I'm saying if I'm going to be honest with you a lot, but you're my friend, so I can be honest with you. So it's just been a crazy journey for me. But if I had not had this oh crap fund, you know, I would have to go in debt potentially or be super creative with my finances. But I had this amount of money set aside that I could use to pay for all of these crazy medical, wellness, health things that I've been trying lately. And that makes me feel really good. It makes me feel good that I took care of myself financially and that I was set up in a position where I didn't have to think twice about it. And some of these things were really expensive. Every time I go to the acupuncturist, it's not cheap. And so if I do that a couple of times a month, I'm looking at well over $500 I'm spending just on that one piece. So knowing that I have this fund that I can pluck money from that is also growing, so I have my oh crap fund in a high interest savings account, just makes me feel better. And so whatever it is for you, whether you even need the oh crap fund now or not, who cares? Why not just put some of the refund that you get in the oh crap fund, and then you just, in the back of your head, you just know it's there. And I guarantee you, it's going to help you feel better. And even if you have your oh crap fund at a place where you feel super comfy with, maybe you just add a little bit more money to it, and then you just feel even better. There is sort of a tipping point, though. There is a tipping point of, of too much money that's sitting in your high yield savings account. And this is different for everybody. But there is a point where you've saved a lot of money, and now your excess money is more efficient used in different ways, whether that is investing in something, whether that is being more aggressive with your retirement accounts, whether that is there's lots of different options depending on your situation, but there is a tipping point. So you always want to be consciously aware of that too, of like, am I saving just too much? Again, there's nothing wrong with having money saved. I just want to make sure that some of your money is also growing in a positive direction and helping you propel forward. And then lastly, you know, if you owed money this tax season, and it's kind of a jump ball, so we're all figuring out who's going to owe more, who's going to owe less with the new tax changes, adjust your withholdings, lower them so you can even things out so you won't owe money. And another point I always want to make is just something like food for thought for you to think about. Remember, the goal isn't to get a ton of money back in April. And that's what we're conditioned to think, that, oh my gosh, if I get like $5,000 back in April, that's awesome. And how much more can I get back? But instead, what I want you to focus on, the goal is to find that sweet spot so you don't owe money. You're not getting a lot of money back. But what that means is you have more money in your pocketbook every month to work with. So there's more money that's flowing into your paycheck each month. And then that more money than you can allocate throughout the month better. So that's the goal. To me, that's the sweet spot. And I think if we could maybe just like have a collective change of mind around refund, I think that hopefully people would say, oh, I vote for getting more money in my paycheck every month versus getting back however much I'm going to get back in April, knowing that the statistics point to most people just sort of blow through their refund. I'm not saying everybody does, but that's generally the statistic.
The weather is getting warmer. I'm so excited, and it is time to say goodbye to all those jackets and sweaters and hello to the shorts and t-shirts. I wanted to update my summer workout wardrobe for the long haul without, you know, spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince, and I am in love. Quince is your go-to place from everything from premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part of all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes those savings on to you. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. Okay, I bought the dreamiest pair of workout leggings and a bright pink workout top to match. Honestly, ladies, I gotta tell you, these leggings you need. The price cannot be beat, and I feel like a million bucks wearing this cozy workout friendly outfit. I've worn it for like 5 days straight. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/ETM for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/ETM to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/ETM. I'm sorry, but I have the best dog ever. Her name is Winnie Stardust. She is a mini golden mountain doodle full of life, and I would do just about anything to keep her happy, healthy, and safe. Today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. Your pet is part of your family and you want to do the best for them, but vet bills can really add up. We jokingly keep telling Winnie she needs to get a job to pay for her vet bill. That's why you should check out pet insurance. And with ASPCA Pet Health Insurance, you can focus on the care your pet deserves and cover what matters most. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customized accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping to ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are. because vet bills can really add up, especially when you are least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independent American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer, is not engaged in the business of insurance. In those moments when money is just not moving as fast as your dreams, Earnin provides the financial momentum you need to keep moving forward. Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. You just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then you access up to $100 a day as you work, and you can leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. I honestly would use Earnin in lots of different ways, but what's on my mind recently is I need a night out. I need some good tacos to sip on a few virgin margaritas and celebrate you all helping this podcast earn 26 million downloads. Make Earnin a part of your financial routine and join Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, "When I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security. Gives me a lot of peace of mind." Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in "Talkin' Money" under podcast when you sign up. It will really help the show. Talkin' Money under podcast. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank, subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank & Trust, member FDIC. Okay, friend, I want to know, what are your money goals this year? Are you saving to buy a house or maybe a wedding or a dream vacation to somewhere tropical? If that's you, please, please take me with you. Or maybe you want to just grow your emergency fund because, let's be real, life is expensive. I want to make sure you reach your goals, so you need Monarch. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Monarch is the top-rated, all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. You can create custom budgets, track progress towards your financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/etm. Here's what I love. Monarch is the most customizable budgeting app. You can change the layout of your dashboard. You can go between light and dark mode. You can create custom budgets and notifications. You can set up all of these automatic rules for your transactions and notifications, and so much more. Monarch is obsessed with constantly improving their product. Get this. They release updates every 2 weeks, and they even allow customers to submit suggestions, vote on requested features, and view the product roadmap. This, my friend, is totally original. Plus, they will never sell your data to third party or show you ads. I think that's really important. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it is the top-rated personal finance app. And now, listeners of this show get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/etm. That's monarchmoney.com/etm for your extended 30-day free trial.
Everyone knows that putting money aside in savings is really important. But then what? Should you keep your savings locked in a CD for a higher rate or keep them liquid in a money market? Can your checking account help you save too? Or is it about creating the right combination? We believe real banking is a conversation. Let's talk about the savings options that are right for you. Learn more at sandyspringbank.com. Member FDIC.
So the next thing is, what are the items on your to-do list? What are the items on your money to-do list that maybe you've been avoiding, or maybe you just didn't have the money to really think about these things, so they sort of have just fallen by the wayside And this happens to everyone, so if you're in this category, just know that you're so not alone. If you would look at my money to-do list right now, you'd be like, all right, geez, Shauna, you should get some of these things taken care of. And that's just because I'm in the same boat that you're in, and life takes over, and sometimes you need to use your money for other things, knowing that at some point you need to come back to this to-do list, and it probably would be a smart idea to actually tackle the to-do list. So here are some things that I would normally suggest to somebody. And again, these are just food for thought items. If there's something on this that triggers your thinking, maybe this is a good place for some of your return. Or if you're sitting on excess cash, maybe you're at that tipping point with your oh crap fund and you've got some extra cash, maybe it might not be a bad idea to try some of these things. So the first one is a very unpopular topic, which I understand why, but I also have seen the immense benefit with life insurance. So people either love or hate life insurance, and that's cool. I totally get it. I have seen, working in the financial industry for 15 years, the benefits of life insurance. I have seen it provide immense amount of tax-free cash to people who really need it when something happens to one of their loved ones. So term insurance is probably something you're most familiar about. It's the best when you're young and healthy, meaning it's AKA the most affordable. There are all sorts of different term lengths, anywhere from 10 years to 20 years to 30 years, a few iterations in the middle, depending on the insurance carrier that you have. But there are places like Haven Life Insurance right now where you can get insurance online super fast, super easy. And I think most people think, well, why would I need $200,000 or $300,000 or $500,000 or $1 million of life insurance? Well, if you look at your family situation, whether you have kids or maybe you have a spouse or you're in a serious relationship, if something happens to you, your income is gone, right? And so the extra amount of cash that you can get from life insurance can be used to, in essence, fund the income that is lost, or to send your child to college, or to pay off a mortgage, or to buy a house, whatever it may be. I don't think you could argue with the if something would happen case, and then suddenly someone's going to hand you a check for $200,000 or $300,000 or whatever that is. And oh, by the way, that money's tax-free. Well, I think that could bring you a lot of relief, a lot of mental relief, because when we lose someone who's super important to us, a spouse or boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever it may be, there's this time period where you're seriously grieving. And the idea of going back to work and just fitting in with your normal life is not exactly something that is super fun idea for a lot of people. So the life insurance just buys options. It buys options, and it's really affordable, again, when you're young and healthy. And I think it's not for everybody, but I think for a lot of people, it makes sense to at least explore that option. So if we're going to talk about some of the unpopular topics, I'm going to continue on that front, if you'll let me. You might not have thought about it. I've not done a podcast on this in quite a while, but if I ask you what your biggest asset is, you're probably going to tell me your house or your car or something along those lines. Maybe you have like a prized, I don't know, cookbook collection, or maybe you have all the Beatles albums. I don't know, whatever it is for you. But it's actually not. If you think about it, your biggest asset is your paycheck. If you don't have that paycheck, you can't pay for things. And unless you have just won the lottery, most of us need some sort of paycheck. So disability insurance is another item that could be on your to-do list. And really what disability provides is a set amount of money if something happens to you and you can't go to work. So you're disabled. There are lots of different scenarios. Some companies offer disability insurance, and this is for long-term disability, not for short-term. So this is if you're disabled 90 days or longer. And really those disabilities are what cause immense financial stress for families, for relationships, because if you're alive, but you're disabled and you can't earn money, usually it's you're going to need some money to take care of yourself. You're going to need some money for whatever medical expenses. And so disability insurance is just, to me, it's one of the smartest things to think about, maybe even more so in some situations than life insurance, because your paycheck is your biggest asset. If something happens to you, you need cash, and that's just not ever going to go away. So another thing on the to-do list, and I like to do this at least once a year, maybe twice a year, but really inventory what you've got. So your car insurance, your health insurance, your renter's or homeowner's insurance. See what you've got. See if this makes sense. See if the coverage is still good. Maybe you shop around. Maybe you raise your deductible on some of these. If you raise your deductible, it's going to save you more money, meaning you're going to have to pay less money every month. But then if you need that insurance down the line, then you'll have to pay the higher deductible. But in the meantime, it's saving you more money every month. So it's just a good idea to just scan what you've got. And so many times we just buy something, especially something like car insurance or health insurance or renter's insurance, homeowner's insurance, and we never look at it again. We just hope that it's there. I mean, we pay the bills, but we don't actually take an active inventory of it. So that's something that is maybe not so fun to do, but just take like an hour on a Sunday or something when you're just bored and say, you know what, I'm just going to go over what I've got, just make sure it still makes sense. And I'm going to check around, see if there's something else that's more affordable out there. Maybe you end up saving money. I mean, that's not the worst case scenario, right? And gosh, wow, I'm just lining up all of the not so fun money to-do list items for you. But I think I want to give you a little gentle push with some of these things, specifically if you're getting a refund or if you have some more cash sitting around, because now is a good time, like Greg was saying, to think about money because you're in sort of that tax-paying mindset. But it's not fun, but important steps like getting a will, getting a trust, maybe an advanced healthcare directive, these are all really important. And this will and the advanced healthcare directive pretty much applies to absolutely everyone. Trust is a little bit different, but it depends on your situation. But there are companies like Willing and Tomorrow. I'll have all of these links in the show notes. So if you're like, I can't remember any of this, Shauna, just go to the show notes and I'll have links to this stuff as well. They're great resources. Tomorrow, you can set up a free will. Why would you not do something if it was free? It's not going to take you that much time. I promise you it's not morbid. It's just, why not take care of this stuff and just feel better about it? Feel like you've done something positive today for your finances. Another popular thing that a lot of people do when they get a refund is home projects. If you own a home, this is... I see so many people that just take the refund and put it in their house, which is a great thing. Specifically, if you're investing some of the items in your home that have the biggest returns, like kitchens and bathrooms, if you update your kitchen and your bathroom and then you try and sell your house, you usually can get a much higher price tag than if they were outdated, because those are the places that just bring everyone so much happiness. Isn't it crazy that we care so much? I was thinking about this. That we care so much about the bathroom. Like, that is the place we take a shower and we do all sorts of things to our poor toilet. But it's only the space that we're in for such a short period of time. And yet we go bonkers over bathrooms. And I'm right there with you. If I had an awesome bathroom, like if I go travel, if I'm in a hotel or something, I'm always like, what's the picture of the bathroom? What does the bathroom look like? Is there granite? What does the bathtub look like? What does the shower look like? Are there two sinks? Oh, is the toilet in a separate room? I get so excited over this like really stupid stuff. But that just proves like that's a good place to invest your money, because people actually really care about that stuff. And I'm also going to challenge you. I have something called the 1% challenge. And this is, can you up your retirement contributions by 1%? Increase it by 1%, 2 to 4 times a year. 4 times would be awesome and amazing, but 2 is really good. Hey, 1 is awesome. But just 1%, 1% each time, because you won't feel it. You're not going to feel it in your paycheck, but your balance will be growing. And that is The goal is to get you to the maximum retirement contributions. So let's just do it step by step. For so many of us, doing a big sweeping increase is just scary because you don't know, well, what is my paycheck going to look like? If I'm already sort of living on the edge, or maybe I'm having to be a bit creative with my finances, or even if not, even if you have enough money every month, there's still this human thing built into all of us of like, wow, well, now more of it's going to be gone. And it really isn't. It's going in another account, hopefully growing in the right direction. But I challenge you to the 1% challenge. Can you step into that? Can you increase your retirement contributions by just 1%? Just see how that feels in your monthly paycheck. And if you look at it and you're like, nah, I didn't really notice it, but now my account is growing by more money. Okay, take a couple months and then increase it another 1%. Just keep challenging yourself. And lastly, of course, it wouldn't be a podcast episode with me exclusively without talking about this. Keep an eye on your spending and just look for opportunities daily to save more. It's one of the best ways, whether you're getting a refund or not getting a refund, it's one of the best ways to just stay connected to your finances. Remember, money is just this tool. It's just a tool to help us get the life that we envision or get us to the goals that we want. That's it. That is it. So turn this from a chore, looking at your spending daily, into an empowering move. It can be little stuff that you can do smarter, or maybe it could be bigger stuff, like seeing if you could refinance your student loans or call your credit card companies and ask for an interest rate reduction. Just focus on one thing a day. That's it. Because at the end of the day, it's all about balance. And this is not some like BS line I'm giving you. This is stuff that I have been working on for years and years and years, way longer than I've been in the financial industry. I've been trying to figure out like what motivates people around their money and how can we all be just generally in a society better off in a better mindset with our money. It's just about balance. All your goals should be about balance. And otherwise you're going to just burn out. I mean, that's why you stop tracking your spending, or why you're not motivated by the word budget or any of these other things that I talked about in the episode. It's because it's out of balance. So remember, so much of this is just a mental game. If you can see money again as a tool and not as a means to your happiness, you can put money in its place and you can make good decisions, but not kick yourself when you want to spend some cash. There's no, like I said in the beginning of the episode, there's no judgment here of what's a good purchase or what's a bad purchase. Who cares? It's all about this daily balance and this good mindset that you're cultivating around money so that your life just feels a little bit lighter. Maybe you're not in the money situation that you want to be in right now. Who cares? Just do what you can do today. Worry about tomorrow. Just do what you can do today. And whatever you do today, even if it's just a tiny, tiny little step, it's going to get you closer and closer and closer to that freedom around financial items. It's going to get you freedom to tackle your money to-do list in a way that I promise you, you just haven't experienced before. So it's little steps each day, every day, bit by bit. Hey, thank you so much for listening to today's episode. Remember to subscribe to the podcast. It's absolutely free, and you'll make sure you never miss an episode of Millennial Money.
Hey, you.
Yes, you.
Before you go, we want to say thanks for listening to this episode of Millennial Money. For all the links, tags, and ads you've heard on today's episode, check out the show notes or go to mmoneypodcast.com. Well, you'll find more episodes to share with your friends. While you're at it, leave us a review and make sure to subscribe wherever you listen so you don't miss out on all the money tips and tricks that will take you from a millennial regular to a millennial money expert. See you back here in a few days with a fresh new episode.